Listening. Dracula and Mina Murray. A terrifying story of love and passion across time by Bram Stoker. Dracula is a story of love and passion that transcends time. First published as a novel, it was later adapted for the stage and has been made into numerous films. Aside from Murnau's unauthorized Nosferatu, the first official film adaptation was American, released on February 14, 1931. Directed by Todd Browning and starring Bela Lugosi, it was produced by Universal Studios. The role was originally intended for Lon Chaney, but he died of laryngeal cancer just months before filming. Bela Lugosi, who had already played the Count in the 1927 stage production, was ultimately cast. The eccentric Transylvanian Count Dracula crosses the oceans to reunite with Mina Murray, the fiancée of Jonathan Harker, a young London lawyer. The love Count Dracula feels is the most intense that has ever existed. It knows no limits and will do anything to become real. It is a love that defies centuries and death, capable of taking many forms to reach his beloved. He lives only to see her again, to feel her near, and to fulfill his long-awaited desire. No one has ever desired as Dracula desires. His will, his passion, and his strength are unmatched. Among all beasts, he is the strongest. Among all men, he is the most beautiful. And Mina is the only fortunate one in this dark tale. Fortunate, perhaps, though her fate involves the curse of eternity. This literary work is a masterpiece of romanticism and eroticism, but there is one scene in which these elements are overwhelmingly concentrated: Mina's conversion. Dracula appears at her bedside. Without daring to look at her, he confesses that he is the monster whom her husband and Professor Abraham Van Helsing, the world's most famous vampire hunter, are seeking. She realizes that he is the one who killed her beloved friend Lucy, having fed on her until her body lay lifeless. Mina weeps in despair and tries to strike him, but she falls under the spell of his charm and magnetism. "May God forgive me, but I love you," she cries. Dracula begins to convert her, but then hesitates. "I love you too much to condemn you," he says. Yet it is Mina's own desire and will that take the vampire by surprise. She surrenders to him with a fixed, unwavering gaze. He looks back, knowing he can no longer resist her, nor does he want to. Mina offers her neck. She grants him permission to make her eternal. At the taste of her blood, his desire surges beyond control. He drinks, overwhelmed by a pleasure he never anticipated. One that only Mina could give him. Thus unfolds a love story doomed by monstrosity, in which a beautiful young woman surrenders to her executioner. And yet, it becomes a love that conquers both distance and time.